The joys of your job.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is the official opening of the Economic Development Committee meeting for Monday, June 3rd, 10:30. And we are actually 45 minutes after that, so we will do our best to catch up a little bit here. Fortunately, there's no meeting behind us, so we won't hold anybody up in that respect, but I'm sure everyone else has other places to go. So our first item agenda on the agenda this morning is the approval of the minutes from the May 6, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that passes. All right, second item is public comments. Does anyone have a public comment today for the Economic Development Committee? Seeing none, we will move on to item three, the update on business development office activities and outreach, and I have asked our business development manager, John Holliday, to come and present for this. John?
Hi, good morning. I want to give you an update on new business licenses. In April, we had 121. Compare that to the previous year, April of 2018, we had 139. The year-to-date this year is 1,235 new business licenses. The previous year was 1,240. So I'm not seeing any indicators of a slowing economy. I think our economy is very strong, and looks like we're going to continue to be on that path and as far as I can see. We've had several great ribbon cuttings lately. South Carolina Federal Credit Union, Fox and Bear Creamery, Greenwise Market, Brighton Swim Academy, Beacon Community Bank, and this past Friday, Physicians Foot Care. So we've got a lot of good ribbon cuttings, a lot of great businesses entering and seeing the value of doing business in Mount Pleasant. So that's the kind of economic climate we've been trying to encourage here in Mount Pleasant, and I think we're achieving that when we see the number of starts and the number of new business licenses.
So, John, just a question on that creamery. Where is that creamery located? Just asking for a friend.
What is that? Jen, what was that place called?
It's Aldi.
Yeah, John does. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, and it is really good. They do this nitrogen in there and freezes it for all the ingredients. It's a show in addition to good ice cream. So, yeah. I recommend you go, Bob.
Okay.
Or your friend goes.
Your friend. Right, the friend. Before we move on that, I think maybe the reason, part of thinking behind that, not to try to guess my fellow councilman's thought process, but I know I was wondering the same thing. Are we seeing any change in activity due to the higher impact fees that went into effect in January and so forth? And what you're seeing is not necessarily conclusive either way, that it looks like we're doing well. Can you address for us, if you're not doing so, I can address just for the record, some of the ways that some of these businesses are actually able to, a lot of businesses are able to come here and there's been some mitigation of impact, either because they don't have a greater impact or whatever. Could you address that for us?
Absolutely. As you have redevelopment of existing properties, then we can take into account the existing use of the business, and that factors into the impact fee, because it might not be any additional impact when you look at traffic coming in, or so it might be minimized. And also, if a company is of substantial value to the town, we've got an economic development incentive that actually will offset a good portion of the impact fees, and so that's real encouraging. That helps us to be able to attract and recruit new businesses into the community.
Okay, go ahead.
If I may. And we're working on a short-term rental ordinance that is going to include business owners of short-term rentals and I forget the number of long-term rentals. It's going to require them buy a business license. Now, we're heretofore it hasn't. So we're going to see a spike in those business licenses and the business license fees. But also, I think there's an opportunity, perhaps, for people, and I don't know if you've worked with real estate investors.
I have.
You have. Okay. This may be an opportunity to see if people want to come in and invest in real estate, not for short-term, more long-term rentals than short-term rentals, but certainly there are going to be some. But do you intend to start tracking those when we start seeing all those business licenses and fees coming in?
We can. One of the issues with the short-term rentals is that the very cheaper housing that's coming on the market is getting kind of sucked up by the short-term rental market for Airbnb and such. We certainly can track that. But as investors come in, they might want to be in that same market.
Well, and I'm thinking, we constantly talk about affordable housing and that type thing. So this, with these business licenses, it may be a window of opportunity to have, if someone, and we've always advocated that an investor come in, either developers or investors. Actually, we've been on the developer side more than anything, but perhaps there's an investor that sees a property that they can turn into a affordable setting, might be something that we can see as well. And that's a good opportunity for an investor. So.
Sure. I can discuss that with our business license official and try to see if we can segregate the properties that are coming in for an investment type purpose.
Just a thought.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate your update on that and how well we're doing, and I can definitely attest to the fact that we're having tons of ribbon cuttings, which has been very exciting. Our fourth item is the mapping of economic and business development properties, and John is also going to address this for us. And so, John, if you'll take that away.
Yes. A few weeks ago, I presented to the Mayor's Economic Development Panel a map that I worked on with collaboration with our planning department. We tried to identify both properties that were of redevelopment and development properties. From my perspective, in economic development, I'm looking for properties that can quickly be developed, because when they come to me, they're not wanting 2 or 3 year process to go from the ground up. Although I did identify those properties, there's just lots. That's more of a long-term commitment. The main thing I tried to focus on was what's currently available, maybe not even on the market right now, but what I see could be redeveloped that's underutilized at this time. So I developed a map with the help of planning and presented it, and it shows all the value. You hear a lot of times that there's no land or in Mount Pleasant. Well, I was real encouraged after putting that map together that there is a lot of opportunity here, and I believe companies can come in and get up and running very quickly because all the permitting, everything's already done on those properties, so it could be redeveloped very quickly for a new use. So I was very encouraged on that.
Great. Okay. I'm trying to think of a couple examples. In the business development side, we know we have a project that's before council right now that was a property that was already there, and we were able to identify that rather than tearing down what's there now, we could actually work with them to redevelop and bring it into the town and so forth. And there's a lot of other areas in town, both raw land as well. I mean, it's not that much raw land, but where there is, there's some really good opportunities. And so we'll say a little bit more about the mayor's advisory panel in just a few minutes. The next number, item 5, is an update on business license activity and impact fees. And this kind of goes along with what you've already shared with us. Is there anything further to say on that, John?
Yeah, in response to Mr. Brimmer's request last committee meeting, I took a look at the different points in time of the impact fees getting implemented. There was three real points in time. July 2017, when we first started the impact fee, we offered it at a 50% discount just to start to get it implemented. Then in January 2018, it was a 35% discount. And July 2018 is a 20% discount, and that's where it is now. I analyzed the number of business licenses coming through, and we're on a steady increase of business licenses being issued. About 40% of those are home-based businesses, but just based on the business licenses, I'm not seeing any correlation really to between impact fees and business licenses at this time. Now, the impact fees, just from the reports, don't show any impact to the business licenses.
John, is it possible to, being a visual kind of guy, is there a way to kind of graph that out by month, showing when impact fees were in place, and then by month how many business licenses, sort of looking for trend lines or that sort of thing? That would be helpful for me to be able to kind of see. What that also will do is allow us to kind of look at.
Got something here, but I can submit it to you.
Yeah, that would just allow us to look at cyclical cycles throughout the year as to when things typically are higher or lower. But my point of asking for that data was, and this is a lesson I learned in a previous job, was data doesn't really answer the questions for you as much as it does give you the next question to ask. And so I was really kind of hoping to see whether, number one, whether there was any kind of correlation, not causation necessarily, but correlation between the two things. And then beyond that, if there was anything, kind of see, that might give us some indication of maybe how to proceed with modifying the impact fees, if at all. So if you could provide something visual to us with sort of that breakdown of a number of business licenses.
Sure.
And maybe even delineate in there the number of those that are home-based versus non-home-based. That would be really helpful to see. But based on what I hear you say today is you're not noticing any kind of correlation between the impact fee increases and the number of business licenses.
That's right. And that's the reason I didn't present it today in the graph, because actually after the final impact fee was implemented in July 2018, we hit a new peak for the last 3-4 years of business licenses. So, I don't believe there's much of a correlation right now between the business licenses and the impact fees, but I'll be happy to provide that to you.
Yeah, and that's, also on social media, sometimes what you see is people making assumptions that you don't see new businesses in some parts of town because of the impact fees, and that's anecdotal. But I think having the data to be able to put out there to the public and say, here's the reality of the numbers. There might be other things going on, but it's maybe not this piece. I'd also be interested to know perhaps on the difference between large employers versus small local businesses. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that we read about on social media sometimes is, well, the big employers can come in here, they can pay the fees, so it's now no impact on them. But we can't have small local businesses here because it's killing them on the fees. And that may or may not be true. I'd like to drill down a little bit more and see whether that is the reality. And if it is, then maybe there's some strategies we can use to support smaller businesses as well, so not handicap them with impact fees. So perhaps taking a look at those two pieces, home-based and small versus larger, with their numbers, with the impact fee increases, would be interesting to see maybe next month.
Absolutely. And when we start offsetting the impact fees for businesses that bring in high-paying jobs, we want that kind of business because what happens is the employees can afford to live in Mount Pleasant and they won't be adding to the traffic going back and forth. So we want to encourage that. It also, the size of the business is important. But also, if it's a small business that has high-paying jobs, we certainly can look at some offsets on their impact fees as well. So,
yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because if y'all drive around town or even outside of town, it just seems to me that you're seeing help wanted signs everywhere.
Yes.
Practically every shop you go to is looking for people, and the inability of our folks to be able to, for folks to be able to live here and work here is, I think, hurting our small businesses especially. I do interviews every day with people from around the Tri-County area, and a lot of those folks work in Mount Pleasant, and they're just not – they're working in places that have for sale signs or for help wanted signs up for months now. They can't fill positions, and eventually that's going to catch up to us here. Our restaurants, hospitality, it is a serious issue, and so we really should take a look at, you know, where the impacts are, and that's a really important one that we probably will talk more about in planning committee as well, because the folks who are just, the reason I say that here is because not only in Mount Pleasant, but you look at James Island, North Charleston, they've got the same issues there. The economy is so good, everybody's looking for help. Why would I take 2 hours a day to drive to Mount Pleasant, eat up my gas, when I can get a job where I live?
Yeah.
And we're seeing more and more of that. So I think this is a really important issue, especially when it comes to the smaller businesses that may not be able to have those high-paying jobs but still need employees.
So, and that's certainly something that small businesses need to consider in their business plan, you know, where the employee is going to come from, you know. So
thank you for your work on that.
You're welcome.
On that note, I'd like to add, too, that the mapping, that'll be something that'll have to be updated regularly, number four, because of the fact that obviously it's changing all the time as businesses come in and take. So if we could have a map of that next month, and that would probably be a great thing to present every month since it will change, John. It's a great project. Thank you for both the planning department and yourself for putting that together.
You're welcome.
And let's go ahead and see where we are on that next month visually, which will be great. Anything else on number five?
Yeah, and this just occurred to me, and we're loading you up, John.
That's all right. I have my coffee.
It just occurred to me while we were talking about employees. Also, have we run into a situation where the availability or the ability to get the type of technology that is needed for home businesses and small businesses and large businesses, do we have a sensing across the town of are the utilities sufficient for the businesses and the homeowners? You know, we hear people talk about, you know, my cell phone, I don't have coverage of my cell phone, different parts of Mount Pleasant. And at some point, I would think that has to impact businesses as well. So not to add to your mapping, or perhaps it's just a question to ask, do we have sufficient technology and the provision of that technology to businesses in Mount Pleasant? And I guess lastly, is that something we need to be concerned with? You know, I think it is, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, with the amount of data being transferred right now and bandwidth, it can become an issue. And in pockets around Mount Pleasant, it is an issue. So when I was looking for a location for an IT company, that was one of the first thing I did was to look at the bandwidth in that area, make sure they had sufficient lines. And it, fortunately, it did for this location. But it is something we need to be concerned with. There are areas that are very, you know, have a lot of, can handle a lot of data, and there's areas that's not. So it could impact, depending on where you're at in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, and I guess the follow-on question to that is, should we get in the business of, or when we look, I know we had a discussion about a tower earlier, rather than a haphazard fashion around the town, you know, should we, I don't know if the phone companies are going to need more, the technology company is going to need more, but should we get ahead and start looking in what areas based on the need for putting these towers?
That would be a great great thing to do, yes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
On that note, John, wasn't there something when AT&T, we had that thing where we voted on the small small cell thing, and that could be put in many more places throughout town and make it a lot faster and more bandwidth available. Is that correct?
That's right, and putting
that
it in places
place
like above stoplights and things like that, just to get that signal across more consistent across our town.
So that might be a good place to start, is to ask those folks, since he was really excited. And I think it was a regional guy at the AT&T ribbon cutting that we went to. So get him to come in and do a presentation, or one of his staff to come in and present on how we're adjusting to the need for a greater bandwidth. That's a great point, Councilman Bustos.
Yes, that's an excellent point.
Okay. All right, anything else on that subject? And we will move on to number six, summary of economic development advisory panel meeting. And ordinarily I would ask Mayor Haney to come up for this, but he had an urgent meeting that day that was definitely, everything's urgent, but that was a little notch above, so he couldn't be there. And also our chairman, which is Alan Baldock, had conflicts today. So I'm just going to tell you a lot of the things we covered were things that that were already covered in this agenda. And but what I did want to do is reemphasize, one, why do we even have an advisory panel of this sort? It was a great idea on our mayor's part to say, you know, sometimes there's things that businesses are working on or ideas that CEOs or business owners or sole proprietorships here in Mount Pleasant have that they really can't talk about in the public. Either there's things that could become contractual in nature or simply, you know, need a little bit of a little bit of privacy before you get to that point. And since it's not, we don't have a quorum, we only have two of us from council involved, it's not that we're talking about things that we're trying to hide or anything like that. So the good news is it has been very synergistic. The things that were discussed, one was the staff presentation of potential sites, which was the mapping that John's already shared. The second was the presentation on a master plan and transportation improvements for the Port District, which was very interesting. And some of that we've seen at various times in the Transportation Committee meetings. And then the third thing was the CRDA, Charleston Regional Development Alliance, presented on recruiting and positioning of the town of Mount Pleasant. And I'll just expound on that part quickly. First of all, we heard a great presentation, and it was designed to share the resources that CRDA has in order to help us. So they already have their own overview of what is great for the Charleston metro area, and then they also understand Mount Pleasant. And the biggest differences between the Charleston metro area and our town are size of businesses, and we're not looking to bring in big industrial things. We don't have the land, nor is it appropriate for our community. But the things that align really well, which has been brought up before, are things like IT-related, things related to healthcare and life sciences, and possibly things related to things that also would provide entertainment and so forth for our families and retirees and tourists, since we have such a tourism, which it could include things related to film, television, et cetera. So, so that day we heard a little bit more about how we can leverage their expertise by having things more defined for the town. And what I'll say is this is part of what this panel is trying to do, and we're getting very close to having something that's in writing more defined. But at this point, what we've had is a whole lot of ideas that pop up because of the meeting, where one of us will go out and talk to folks in the area that we know are thinking about a project. And I'll give you an example. We have someone who owns quite a bit of land, that is some of our remaining land in Mount Pleasant, who I reached out to after that meeting to say, where are your thoughts on what could be happening? And I was thrilled and delighted to find out that he's had quite a few people approaching him about all kinds of things that would really help this town and address a lot of the things we've discussed today. So let me just say that while this is a little vague, it's not that we're not doing a lot of things. Another thing that is a topic, which is the IT topic, I've mentioned a number of times about this digital campus and the possibility of that. And again, one of the things that will have to happen when they're ready to move forward is they'll have to bring an application to the town to annex because of where the land is. This may very well be one of our first economic development zoning projects in a long time in the town. And it is one that is, by the way, getting closer and closer. I actually just reached out on behalf of the developers to Charleston County today because they're going to be able to help us identify actual businesses that might want to locate there. Like what John was mentioning earlier, this is one where it would be 2 to 3 years because you're building something from ground up as opposed to taking the spot. But please know that economic development is alive and well. We're trying to address it from all different aspects, including making sure people can afford to live here and work here. I'm excited that that panel is really helping facilitate that. Even though you weren't there that day, Mayor Haney, is there anything you'd like to add, putting you on the spot?
I pitch y'all meeting without me there. As you know, if it hadn't been a thing where I absolutely had to be there, I would have been there. But I look forward to the final product. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Anybody else have anything on?
Yeah, just one last item. This kind of goes back to the business license impact fee thing. John, there's a lot of activity that's going on here with economic development and business development. And yet, when I receive emails from the town, we get a lot of emails talking about what recreation is doing or what's going on in the planning department. Perhaps we're doing or what's going on in the planning department.